You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
248-539-9797. All right, Gator, the undrafted free agents. Evan back there say we've got a bunch of calls people want us to talk about. I can list them off real quick for people who haven't seen the list. Let me blow through this, and then, Gator, I just want to get your thoughts. Running back Rakeem Boyd from Arkansas. Running back Dedrick Mills from Nebraska. Wide receiver Jonathan Adams Jr., Arkansas State. Wide receiver Javon McKinley, Notre Dame. Wide receiver Sage Surratt, Wake Forest. Tight end Brock Wright, Notre Dame. Tight end Jake Hausman from Ohio State. Guard Tommy Kramer from Notre Dame. Center Drake Jackson from Kentucky. Linebacker Devontae Beckett from Marshall. Defensive back D'Angelo Amos from Virginia. Cornerback Jerry Jacobs from Arkansas. And cornerback A.J. Parker from Kansas State. Gator, that is the list that is available so far. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the number one name on that list that people look at, because it's the name that they've heard most, is probably Sage Surratt, the wide receiver from Wake Forest. He's a slow receiver, kind of like maybe like Quintez Cephas a little bit, but nonetheless, he's a guy that I think most people thought was going to be drafted and wasn't drafted, so he goes to the Lions. I think that's good. I forget which guy is the one that they got that had five punt returns for touchdown, but it's a return guy that I believe a defensive back that could work out for them. Running backs, hey, man, it's added depth and seeing if – let's throw stuff against the wall and see what happens there. But Dedrick Mills played at Nebraska and I believe was a transfer into Nebraska, so he's got some tread there and have a track record. But – overall, I mean, they are what they are. They're undrafted free agents, so guys are going to get a chance. You hope that somebody really surprises you. And I'm gonna guess it might be an offensive lineman, somebody that has a chance, whether it's the guy from Kentucky or Notre Dame.
Yeah, I guess I was a little disappointed that they didn't get more at linebacker. The kid that they got from all right, let's go check out Tavante Beckett. And I watched this film, and I was like,
you know, like Jelani Tavai.
But I mean, they didn't spend a high draft pick on him,
right?
You know, Patty Fisher from Northwestern. I would have loved to see him. Tuff Borland from Ohio State. Would have loved to see him. Antoine Simmons from Michigan State. All guys I would have thought would have made more sense. But I'm not crushing him over an undrafted free agent. I'm just saying, I would have. I think that's a position that still needs some help, and the undrafted free, like wide receiver, clearly needs help. Three of them signed in Detroit. So far, I've only seen one linebacker. Maybe there's more, and maybe I should look at this other D'Angelo Amos from Virginia and see if he might be a linebacker who is brought in as a defensive back if he's got that kind of size. But 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I'm looking to see. This list came out, but like Dylan Moses was a guy who was undrafted free agent.
It's got to be injury concerns, right?
Probably, yeah. But I wonder if he signed with somebody. I don't have that in front of me.
I
imagine he did.
Hold on for a sec. He signed with the Jaguars.
Yeah,
signed with Urban.
Did Donnie Corley sign with anybody?
One moment, please. I have a list here.
He did,
if he was on the. I don't see him on this list of wide receivers, but that doesn't mean he didn't. We go to Google here. Why don't you do that while I'm getting phone calls? We go to DJ on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hi, DJ.
Hey, how you doing? You all right?
We're good. Yes, thank you.
Well, here's my thing, man. They initially had me where I was ecstatic about what we did, obviously, because I thought, more so we were going along the lines of taking the best talent when you took Sewell. But then when I just listened to that excerpt that you all just had, and then watching the further draft, I think we start getting more towards back to taking. You know, we need defensive linemen and we need these players. And I thought in that second and third round, there were just more talented football players available. And I got kind of skeptical. I'm kind of on the fence, guys, to be honest. Like, I was happy with the Sewell pick, but then after that, I thought we started leaning back towards the draft and the, oh, we need this guy to fit our system. Because I think a lot of times when you do that, man, you don't end up with a talented roster. So I'm just a little skeptical. I'm on the fence.
Is there a player or two that you are worried that they passed on?
Yeah, it was a few. Like, the kid from Notre Dame I thought was ultra-talented. What is it? The
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just had him. I thought he's a super-talented kid. And, you know, just I guess I'm basing this somewhat off of old Lions history, guys. You know, we'll take the Lima Francis's and the Jelani Tavai's. Even though they work hard and all that kind of stuff, you guys know, man, talent is what wins. And a lot of times, man, if you just take the most talented players there, regardless of what you have, you'll end up with a talented, super talented roster that'll be able to compete and win. And I thought this regime was kind of leaning more toward that direction when, as you know, Quinn and them didn't. They wanted, you know, the guys we want and character, blah, blah, blah. I wanted some talent, guys.
Okay.
I'm not gonna crucify these guys until we watch them. You know, I watched the kid, watched in highlights, the big boy from North Carolina State, I watched him. We're going to give him a chance. But I just wish we probably would have took some more talented guys.
Hey, thank you, DJ. 248-539-9797. Andrew in Detroit is next. Hi, Andrew.
What's going on this morning?
Hey.
Personally, I get a Lions draft C+, D-. I understand building from the inside out. It's good and dandy. But over the last 10 years, the Lions have had a very good offensive lineman, but they didn't keep them. Like Waddle and Reeves, they didn't went on to other teams, became Pro Bowlers. So I feel like, personally, we should have took Fields first. We get our quarterback for the future, and then we start building up around him. Our team is going to be at most a 5-10, a 5-win team this year. So we're going to be in the top 10, top 7 draft picks next year. We could have got a talented offensive lineman and more picks next year, but we needed a quarterback who has shown they can lead and win over multiple years. I don't want another person who comes out their senior year and has one good year and then now they're getting drafted high. I need to see somebody who can do it over multiple years against very good competition. And I really feel that a lot of Lions fans didn't want, well, not GMs, but the Lions fans per se didn't want Fields because he went to Ohio State. They don't want that Ohio State quarterback leading their Lions team. And they would want to say, oh, well, previous Ohio State quarterbacks didn't do too well. But honestly, over the last 20 years, the only school I can think of that had multiple starting quarterbacks that do good in the league is Michigan State. They had three of them. And that went to the playoffs in the last 10 years. No other school in college, I can say, has done that.
Well, I can tell you that the fact they went to Ohio State makes no bit of difference to me, Gator. I don't think it does to you either. In fact, I was wrong, but I was a huge Dwayne Haskins guy when he was coming out. As far as quarterbacks that have done it for multiple years, I mean, Sam Howell and Spencer Rattler, who will likely both come out next year, were top 10 in the country in passing this year. So, I mean, they would
have another opportunity. Slovis is another one.
They would fit the bill as guys who started and had success and have done it for multiple years. And then, I mean, look, Joe Burrow was kind of a one-year wonder. So,
right.
You know, he obviously doesn't check that box for you. I see what they're doing. I'm okay with it. Now, are they going to be rolling with Goff in you know, 2023 and beyond? I think it depends on what he shows this year, what's going to be a bad football team.
Well, this is a massive year for him, right?
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a bad football team. It's a team that doesn't have a whole lot of depth at wide receiver. The only guy that caught passes at wide receiver for this team in 2020 is Quintez Cephas. So you bring in a couple of free agent guys like Perriman and Williams, and we'll see what they can do. And you drafted St. Brown. You have Hockenson to rely on, but it's that offensive line that makes it possible for Jared Goff to be successful. And shoring it up with a first-round pick, with a tackle that, by all accounts, is a can't-miss guy, that should help out. You add another running back, the guy that got from the Green Bay Packers, and that's going to help out. with the running game, and you're starting to give more reps to your own players. And I like how the offense is kind of setting up, because it is a big test for Jared Goff. If he passes, well, then you feel a lot better about it.
Maybe he gets 2 years, because is it fair to judge him on a bad football team? They should be better in 2022, but you know, they still have 2 first-round picks in the next 2 drafts where they could take a young quarterback and hand him the keys. 248-539-9797.
That's one of the, and I touched on it earlier, it's one of the things you have to look at with the draft, is it's not just the draft that you just had. And when you have a team that's chock full of needs, it's looking ahead at future drafts and seeing, getting a jump start on what you think those players are going to be. And maybe that's why they passed on, say, an Ojulari in the second round, because they wanted the guy they loved, Nwuzurike, and they think, you know what, next year we can address the Rudge Esher by taking, you know, the guy from Oregon or the guy from Purdue if they're available. That's an area where they can do it. And same thing goes with the quarterback position. You know what? We're going to take the offensive lineman, because that's going to give any quarterback a great opportunity, whether we look in free agency or whether it's Jared Goff or whether we draft one down the road. And maybe they do or don't like the quarterbacks in 2022. We won't know. Maybe they really love the quarterbacks in 2023. We don't know. But I think good GMs are planning 1 and 2 years in advance when it comes to the draft.
Just a reminder, coming up today at 1:48, Gator is going to drink beer out of a shoe, because he made a shoot the boot guarantee after the first round of the draft that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah would not be drafted, would be gone before the Lions picked in the second round, and he wasn't gone. And so Gator has selected a boot, and that boot will be
there it is.
That boot will be, he's showing it now on the Twitch feed. You'll be able to watch live on twitch.tv.
It's too bad, because I love this pair of boots too.
But the dog ate the other one, so you're left with this. 248-539-9797. Champ Holmes, Eisenman and Weaver. Chump Avila. That's from Kyle in Southfield. Champ Brad Holmes for this draft. Chump Coach Osborne of Michigan. He's been there how long, and he's already trying to give MSU bulletin board material. I don't know what that was. I don't know the purpose of that at all. Justin Fields will be a stud. Passing on him will haunt the Lions for years to come. At least we have Goff. Sarcasm. That's from Josh in South Lyon. Lions want to run the ball and stop the run. They will be better at both now. This is Detroit tough. Todd at work. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.